started with a directive by Governor Tomlin during his State of the State address in January.
And tonight I ask the State Board to implement an A through F grading system for our schools. This system has been a proven success in 16 other states, and it is a rating system that we can all understand.
4 months later, the State Board approved the new system. Over the next two school years, beginning this fall, each individual school across the state will be evaluated by the State Department of Education's Office of Education Performance Audits, or OEPA, and will be given a grade based on student performance and school quality. Those include criteria like proficiency rates according to test scores, observed academic growth, and graduation rates in schools where they apply. After the initial grading, schools will be required to annually submit a self-monitoring report based on the same standards, and every 4 years, the OEPA will revisit those schools to verify their progress. Again, Governor Tomlin from his State of the State address.
The rating system will provide a better indicator of school-wide achievement. I believe it will engage communities with their schools and encourage everyone to strive for excellence.
Tomlin's position on engagement is backed by several board members, like former board president Wade Linger.
I think we all agree that one of the things that is needed is more community involvement in our schools. And if nothing else, this will signal which communities need to get involved the most, the soonest.
Linger says telling a parent your child's school is a support school or a priority school, the two lowest rankings on the state's current system, is confusing. But to tell that parent your child's school made a D or an F, that makes sense to them and motivates them to get involved. Board member Dr. William White, however, disagrees.
I have a problem with labeling schools in a way that creates a very negative impact on that whole community. Because it doesn't just impact the school, it also impacts the neighborhood, it can impact housing, you know, because housing values can go down. It can impact the fact that teachers may not want to go to that school, so that recruitment could be a big issue. So those are some much deeper issues that we have to deal with. And as I said before, you know, there will probably be teachers who will leave, and they're good teachers, and they just don't. I don't think that many teachers want to work for an F school or a D school.
He says those parents whose children are going to failing schools understand that already, no matter what label you put on them. White was the only member who voted against the policy, which will take effect July 1st. Policy 2320, as it's officially titled, sets up not just that A through F grading scale, but also a way for those individual grades to stack up to a rating for the county school system as a whole. The school system approval process has four levels: full approval, temporary, conditional, or non-approval. The policy also sets up a system for the State Board to intervene in individual schools based on their grades, not just in counties who are falling short, as they do now. If a school receives two D or F grades in a row and is not showing adequate progress to change those grades, the board can assign monitors and support teams to the school, direct the county board to put more money and resources into a certain school, and, as a final intervention, assign a new principal to the school who reports directly to the state board instead of the individual county school board. This is similar to the current county takeover system, in which the State Board of Education appoints a new county superintendent who is employed directly by the state. There are also awards and recognitions for schools who consistently achieve and an appeal process for schools who disagree with their state assessments. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.